Whale, Octopus and Starfish Trumpeter, 1950s. This puppet house contains 10 different puppets of marine creatures made by Norman, but this description focuses on only three of them: the whale on the left of the display, the starfish trumpeter in the centre, and the octopus on the right. The whale is a velvety black marionette suspended from its controller by nylon strings. It's 60 centimetres long and 33 centimetres high, with the bulk of its body comprised of a huge domed head that tapers away into a whale tail with two spreading fins. It also has two droopy pectoral fins just behind either side of its jaw, and a small dorsal fin that is backward-pointing like a shark fin. The whale has large, surprised green eyes with a raised white eyebrow above each. The huge gaping mouth is lined with red fabric and ringed top and bottom with pointy white teeth. The starfish puppet is made of soft fabric, pink at the front and orange at the back, with a lime green button nose and a tuft of white ribbons at the topmost point of the star. It's taller than the whale at 39 centimetres and 52 centimetres across. The starfish has large flat eyes, white with black pupils and purple eyelids, and a white mouth, against which is pressed the mouthpiece of a silver and gold trumpet, which the starfish is holding in its left hand. It's a long, thin trumpet, extending out well beyond the tip of the starfish arms, and it has three valves coloured blue, yellow and green. The starfish has bulbous pink cheeks like the two halves of a rubber ball stuck to its face, and they indicate that the puppet is puffing air into the trumpet as it plays. The nylon strings of this puppet are attached to the trumpet as well as to the starfish itself. The octopus marionette is a zany-looking creature, bright orange with a spreading white moustache and fleecy aqua hair. It's of similar dimensions to the whale at 66 centimetres wide and 39 centimetres high, but it appears to extend beyond its size because in addition to its wildly spreading tentacles, it's surrounded by shiny plastic baubles and its head is adorned with a tall yellow top hat. The eccentric accessories don't stop there. Each tentacle is also fringed with a row of dangly white suckers like fairy lights. The octopus's eyes are gaping wide and painted green, and its small mouth is also hanging open as if in surprise. The baubles dangling among the tentacles are metallic blue, pink and green, giving the already colourful creature an even more festive or carnivalesque feel. Attached to the many tentacles of the octopus are nylon strings which are connected to a circular controller. Object label: Norman's fascination with puppetry was nurtured by the Clovelly Puppet Theatre, where he learnt marionette manipulation and the craft of staging a puppet show. From the 1950s to the mid-80s, Norman performed in the auditoriums of Sydney's major department stores, including Anthony Horden & Sons, David Jones and Grace Brothers. The shows were immensely popular, attracting and delighting thousands of young children during the Christmas holidays. Critics remarked on the wit, whimsy and lively inventiveness of Norman's productions. These playful puppets starred in Norman's underwater-themed productions, including The Whale's Tale and Pinocchio and the Whale.